Revelation Film Festival kicks off today for 2023, showcasing some of Western Australia's best independent and short films. One that is joining this year's amazing lineup is a short film called I'm Not a Nurse, which features in session two of the festival, navigating a new world, dramatic narratives and microfictions. And it follows the story of a young African woman living in Australia who has to choose between following her dreams or supporting her family back home. To tell us all about the short film, we're joined by writer and director Jessica Bailey. Thank you so much for joining me on the program this morning.
Oh, thank you, Fiona. Thanks for having me. So excited.
So tell us about your short film, I'm Not a Nurse. I understand it's an adaptation of your book, which also goes by the same name.
Yes. I'm Not a Nurse. Yeah, that's correct. It's just what the title says. The film, was based in my own personal story in Australia, being a black migrant Australian woman and, having to choose between your expectations and your passion. So by the time I came out with that, which is, basically abandoning the expectation and going into my passion, which is the film, I realized that I have lived a story, and being a filmmaker, it was just so easy for me to start from mine. So that is where the story came from. Having the short film, I realized that it isn't enough to tell the story. Also, I got to realize that the story is something that a lot of people could relate to, because it became something that I advocate for. It became something that I speak on places, events every day, getting invited to talk about the story. Tell us again, Jess, about that story you told me yesterday. And I just, kept feeling on that every day. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to have to write a book on this, just to save me from talking every day. And so that was how I got to sit down and spend a year in just getting that story into detail, because as you know, short film was only a scratch of what the story is.
I was going to say it's such an important story to tell. What were the challenges of turning it into from a book's worth into just 11 minutes?
At first I didn't actually see it as a book. The film came out first. I never thought of myself to be an author. It wasn't something that I thought I was going to do. It was just screen for me. But then when I started writing I'm Not a Nurse's film, I wanted the feature. I had it in mind as a feature, not even a short. But then, being an emerging writer and a director, you needed to start with a short, right? So I put it down as a short. And then I got to realize that the feature is going to take me time. Even as I'm talking to you right now, I'm still scripting the feature. It could take 4 years, 5 years, I don't know. But then I thought, four or five years, why don't you just get it into book then, first? So the short was just a scratch, and I do realize that with short, you're going to tell a story, make it a story, no matter how short, even if it's 1 minute, it's going to be like a complete story. So there was that challenges of trying to shrink something that you envision to be, an hour and a half to 2 hours film into 11 minutes. But I guess we got lots of support from everywhere, getting people supporting and giving their feedback. All of those were really helped in shrinking it into 11 minutes.
Yeah, I read that your film received funding through ScreenWest's Elevate program. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it did. We were very lucky. So I started with, I got funding. There was a diversity funding I had then in 2020. through Screen West, and that diversity funding was to write a mini series that I was working on then, was to support me on developing a short mini series, and got that funding. Then I was assigned a mentor, Miley Turnicliffe. She came on board and, you know, sort of like supporting me as a mentor. But then halfway through that, now the funding or the project I was working on was supposed to be within a year, right? But then halfway through working with Miley, she realized that I've got other stories coming up, you know, and I was trying to just, sort of like cram that one story called The Family. I just, because I by the time I finished with my film studies, I was filled with stories, you know, and I just, when I had that opportunity of writing the series that I got funding for, I thought, well, this is an opportunity to just vomit every story I've got in me. But then, you know, story doesn't work that way. You got to have a theme. You got to focus on one thing, you know what I mean? And so Miley, having that experience, pulled me back and said, hang on, I can understand that you've got so many stories inside you, Jess. And I could see another story already in this one that you're pouring in. Why don't you just see if you can go to the Elevate funding? And I go, what? I can't go for Elevate funding, because I thought, you know, being a Black migrant woman, I wouldn't be accepted in there. I don't belong there, you know. So just all these fears surrounding me. And that's the you know, benefit of having a mentor, someone who believes in you, someone who sees you more than you see yourself. So Miley was that someone for me at that point in time, you know, and she just pushed me, and she pushed me hard. She said, you are talented. You've got something, Jess. You can get this funding. I can promise you that. And so I took a pause from the one I was working on, which was The Family. And just straight away jump into developing another story, which is I'm Not a Nurse. The title came on board just so easily, and I could just tell that this was real. Everything about the story from beginning was just flowing. You know, the title gave itself to me, everything. And I just knew, I could trust, halfway through that there is something here. And straight away, Miley helped me to organize the producer, and we went into the funding, and yeah, we got it. It was just natural. It was just really natural. You could tell that it was a story that needed to be told. My heart was speaking on this story like I was talking from spirit, if you know what I mean. When something is real, you just know it's real. It was coming from the heart. It was coming from my heart.
It's interesting, because you get some filmmakers and writers as well who don't want to talk as much about their own stories, but you are really, really passionate about yours. And it's such an important story and message for everyone to be able to hear and listen and now watch.
Yeah, I guess the story was really where I got to realize the importance of you know, when they say, you know, when you're telling a story. I remember then at uni when they were teaching us about how to get funding, and they're talking about, you know, why you, and being authentic, is how authentic is this story? You know, I didn't really get that until I wrote I'm Not a Nurse. I remember my pitch video then, it was just, it doesn't matter how much I tried to not cry, I kept crying. It was just from the heart. It was so real, and it was my first time of really just being true to myself, you know what I mean? So when I put that out there, there was no hesitation, there was no, you know, let me script the video script, you know, so that I can read it. No, there was just nothing like that. You know, it was just real, and it just made me to realize the importance of really speaking from the heart. The world feels it when you speak from your heart in everything you're doing. The world feels it. Yeah.
So what was it like for you? What was the experience like seeing and telling your story and then seeing it on a screen that everyone can sit there and watch it with you?
Really exciting. This is something that I I never thought was going to be possible when I first came to Australia. Although at the moment, I still feel like I haven't even started. I needed people to remind me that, yeah, your film, you know, you got a short film that, you know, people are now watching. It's like you do that and then you're just focusing on the growth, really. I'm looking at my feature. I'm not even paying attention to the short. I needed people to tap me on the head and go, yes, okay. You got, like, I just, the other day I had people messaging me on LinkedIn asking, oh, are you going to be at the festival, Jess? Because we're going to be there. And I'm going, hang on, what festival? Oh, gosh, okay, that one. Just my eyes, I'm going somewhere, really. I really want to see a Black African person, you know, starring on a major mainstream film, you know what I mean, feature film. That is the goal. That is really where I want to be. And I'm so glad that it's already started. And I'm really grateful for all of the support that I have. I couldn't have done this without all of the incredible people, you know, from my Murdoch University lecturers who came on board to support me like a baby, you know. They were there. And all of my mentors who, you know, supported me all through. It's really been a 10-year journey, to be honest. And I know that it's really my journey. It's going to go on forever till I go. So I'm excited. It's really exciting. Really exciting.
Of course, as I mentioned before, I'm Not a Nurse is one of the amazing films showing at this year's Revelation Film Festival. How does it feel for you to have your film selected as one of the viewings for this year?
To be honest, I did not envision my film going on festivals. I never envisioned, even while we were doing those films. I remember then when, you know, we were done with the whole, production and now editing, you know, going back and forth with Screen West. I remember when we have the first meeting of, you know, going through the first draft of the cut. And they were like, yeah, Jess, yeah, I remember just hearing, I think, Eva and all of the, you know, you want the film to go on festivals. And I'm, you know, I remember just sitting there going, festivals? I don't have what it takes to make a film that is going to go on festival. I was just sitting there and in my mind I was going, oh, God, I just want this whole meeting to be over so that I could go do something else. Like, I'm not even... I never imagined it, you know what I mean? I never imagined the film going anywhere. And then when I first heard that my film was screening up somewhere in France with a, what's it called, Cannes Short Film Festival, I was just blown away. Like, really? And then the actress won Best Actress there. And I'm going, what? I directed somebody that won something? You know, and then we got picked by God Coast. What? Is this really happening? And now Revelation. And it's just been, I've just been speechless, really. It just, sometimes we underestimate what we carry. That is what I found with this. You underestimate your talent. And it's wrong to do that because our talent can go beyond our expectations. And really, that's what I find with this. I never expected this film to go anywhere. It wasn't my plan. I just needed to make a short film. That was it. So it's exciting.
We've been talking this morning all about your amazing short film, I'm Not a Nurse. It's such a great, important story, and I'm really looking forward to watching it myself for the Revelation Film Festival. But before we let you go, it sounds like you've got lots of ideas banging around on paper in your head. What's next for you in terms of writing and directing?
There's always, you know, living in Australia, I think that's really one... privileged thing that I would say we have that most people don't realize. There's so much opportunities here, and that's what I've come to realize. And so I am always jumping on with those opportunities. So what I'm doing right now is I got selected for Screenport. Screenport, I think it's done by ScreenWest and Screen Canberra, something like that. Anyway, so I need it to support you in developing your story. I've got so much stories that I want to develop. So I'm really grateful for the opportunity to now sit in a room with people, great screenwriters, people who have done it, and ready to share how to do it, share those lessons. And so I'm sitting in that room with those people, on a weekly basis, sharing my ideas and getting feedback and so on. I at the moment I've got three feature stories that I'm juggling along in Screenport, which is exciting. But yeah, my major goal really is to get a feature out, and whether that is this particular one, which is I'm Not a Nurse. I've got other stories as well. Kayamata is another one, which is a story of a black soul in a white body, horror sort of genre that I'm also pushing along. And hoping that I would get supported by ScreenWest as well as Screen Australia on this one. So I'm really excited. There's always those opportunities out there for us to tap in. They're there for us to use. So, and I'm using it. Yeah.
Well, definitely can't wait to see what else you put out there. And when you put out a feature film, we'll be very excited to have you back and have a chat. Jessica, thanks so much for joining me on the program this morning.
Oh, thank you so much, Fiona. I really appreciate this chat. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Jessica Bailey, director and writer of the short film I'm Not a Nurse, which is part of this year's Revelation Film Festival. You can find out more about the film and all the others as part of this year's festival online at revelationfilmfest.org.